Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of March. It's 3:03 day today. Very important date for, first of all, my friend Ian, but also for lovers of the great acid bass lines of the Roland TB-303 bass line synthesizer. Got a feeling last year on 303 day I did a sort of a tutorial about how to do something like a 303 bass line using my Korg Volker bass. So I'm not going to repeat that. I can always put a link on there actually. I'll tweet it out, I think, and that can be my contribution to 303 day. But yeah, today I just wanted to say thank you very much, everybody who's been listening to my album on Bandcamp. So I've had a look at the stats just now. So the album's up there, cakefolder.bandcamp.com, and I've had 119. Plays of tracks in the last 2 and a bit days since it's been published. So thank you very much, everyone who's listened. As there are 8 tracks in the album, that makes almost 15 plays of each track on average. That's awesome. That really is awesome. Thank you so much, everyone who's listened so far. And that's not obviously not counting. There are a couple of CD copies out there and MP3 copies out there that have been sent to specific people. And of course those plays won't count on the Bandcamp stats. Yes, it's really, really thrilling that people are taking the trouble to listen to those tracks. Thank you so much. That's really sweet of you. And if you haven't heard it yet, then you can... I'm not emotionally blackmailing you into doing it, but it's cakefolder.bandcamp.com, you can listen to the tracks on there for free. If you want to download them... Then you can buy them off there, which would be lovely. By all means, get in touch, and I can send you them. It's lovely to get feedback about the album. So. There's a couple of people who have very kindly given me feedback, and I very much appreciate that. There have been some questions as well. It was suggested by my good friend James that it might be interesting if I was to do some kind of follow up sort of. To sort of talk through the tracks and how they were put together and how they came about, now that the tracks are out there. And I think that's a fantastic idea, actually. I'm conscious that I've been recording this audio diary as I've gone, which has been partly how I've motivated myself to actually complete the challenge. So thank you everyone who's listened and commented along the way, publicly or privately, and that support that you've all given has been has helped to power me along to complete this challenge. So I'll always be grateful to everyone who encouraged me on the process. I'm conscious that those updates that I recorded so far were a bit. Obviously a bit enigmatic because you didn't get to hear any of the music as you were listening to those diary entries. Now that now that you can hear the music, the final result music, it's a little bit tricky to sort of unpick. I imagine if anyone went back to listen to those and tried to work out which track I was talking about each time, there would be quite a bit of it would be quite tricky to do that. So, much easier for me to now talk about them, each of the tracks, now that they're out there. So, I think it's a great idea, and I think I'd like to do that. So I'm planning to record some kind of audio boo, where I will go through track by track and sort of explain, I think, how each track came to be and how I made it, if there's anything interesting to talk about how I made it in each of the tracks. But I thought what I'd do is I'll just record a quick audio boo first, just to invite people to send me questions. If having listened to the process and listened to the final tracks, if you've got any questions, then I'd very much like to cover them in my recording when I do it. So in my little talk through. So please do send me questions, append them, comments on this boo, or send me questions directly. Luckily, nobody's asked the question so far. Why the hell have you inflicted this drivel on us? Those kinds of questions, I prefer not to get those. Thank you. Constructive questions would be great. If you've got any questions about the album, then please do send them across, and I'll allow a few days, I think, probably before I do this process. So you've got a few days to respond. One of the tracks I actually videoed myself performing it. It was one where I was able to record the whole thing in one take, you know, in one continuous recording, of, you know, 4 minutes or whatever it was. It wasn't layered in any way or edited in any way. It was a straight recording of a real time performance. I captured it on video. So I think the next thing I'll be doing is just getting that video, syncing it up with the audio, and then checking that out on YouTube, so people can see how that track was made. I think that might be quite interesting. Hopefully, I'll have to look in a minute and see how it came out. I'll do that at some point soon and whack it up on YouTube and let you all know where it is, so you can go and watch it if you'd like to. That's enough drivel for now. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you all again soon. Toodle-boo.